Drivers, how do you feel about aftermarket warranties? What do you actually know about them? Let's bring on Wade Bontrager. He is CEO of National Truck Protection Company, Incorporated, the parent company of the two best-selling commercial warranty branded in North America, National Truck Protection and Premium 2000 Plus. He joins us right now. Wade, how are you? Welcome.
I'm good. How are you doing this evening? Good to be with you.
Thanks for being here. Tell me a little bit about NTP, National Truck Protection, and how the two biggest warranty brands came together.
Sure. We brought the two brands together back in January of 2018 when our investor group that owned National Truck Protection also purchased Premium 2000. Both were really solid companies in their own right, but we had a vision that if we brought them together, we'd have enough scale, we could invest the money we needed to in better systems, better product, new products, and that's what we've been about for the last couple of years, is really, really rolling out new products, new features and benefits, trying to make our products a lot more transparent for our customers and that sort of thing. We've been busy for a couple of years.
Sure. Now we fast forward to where we are right now in the middle of the whole COVID-19. What are you doing for your customers there at NTP and Premium 2000 Plus? What should they know about what you guys are doing during the very challenging COVID-19 situation?
It has certainly changed our world like it has everybody else's a little bit as well. We got a number of programs going on. Goal number one was stay in business, right? Stay open, keep the doors open, and make sure that we could keep handling our customers' repair claims, because drivers are on the road more critically right now than ever before, and our job is to keep them out there. So that was goal number one, was making sure the operation could run smoothly, and we're not immune to the stay-at-home orders like anybody else when we are in an essential industry. But, almost all my people are working from home in both our New Jersey and North Carolina offices. But we've made that transition pretty seamlessly, kept the doors open. We've got some special programs going as well. We've had a number going on. We're big veteran supporters. I'm a veteran, Army guy from years ago, and we've had an ongoing program called We Value Our Veterans, and the last wave of that really ended right before the shutdown started, where we were participating in a program called Run Ranger Run to raise money for veterans transitioning to civilian life. And that's really important to the trucking business. There's so many veterans in our business. So my chief marketing officer, Tim Ronan, and I were on a team that ran throughout the month of February, running maybe a liberal term for what I did, but I did log 100 miles in the month of February.
Wow.
And we raised over $10,000 for veterans, Tim and I did. So that wrapped up. We started a new program just launched this week with TA, where we are doing for our customers a $25 coupon for an oil change at TA Truck Service. All they have to do is come to our website, they're our customer, they register, they get the coupon, and they can get an oil change, which really, we thought about a lot of things to do, but this is so critical to keeping a truck running, good maintenance.
Right.
And this is near and dear to our heart. We'll get them in, get them out, get them serviced, and get them back on the road. So that just launched. And then we've also been working with a lot of our finance company partners that have the liens on trucks and that sort of thing. We've made it clear to them that if any of their customers come to them and have problems making payments, they're off the road, they're going to be sidelined for a couple months, we'll suspend their warranty coverage for them during that time period as well, so they're not burning up warranty coverage when the truck's not on the road, and then we'll just start it back up when they're back on the road again. So a lot of ways we're trying to do what we can to help out the drivers, mainly more than anything though, getting their claims paid and getting them back on the road.
You mentioned telecommuting for your crew. That certainly has changed. I think for a lot of people, that's one of the common aspects of doing business right now, at least temporarily. How else has COVID-19 changed your business at NTP?
Well, certainly operationally that way. We were very fortunate to have spent some of our investment dollars on better systems, better processes, really over the last 18 months. The move to working from home was pretty seamless. We've got good systems in place. Our team has been really productive working remotely. But from the business perspective, certainly our business has taken a bit of a hit as well. It's interesting looking at the trucking business. We see really kind of two main bodies of truckers out there. Some are driving more hours and miles than ever before, right? Because they're hauling critical goods. They're working in, they're delivering toilet paper, right? People
right.
are looking for that truck to come around the corner. Then there are other drivers who are sidelined and not driving much at all. So from a new business perspective, we've seen, you know, that get a bit softer. And I think that's a function a little bit of maybe a little lower demand for used trucks, but also just the challenge with, you know, most of our warranties are sold through dealerships who are selling trucks, and just their own operational challenges, keeping their dealerships running normally. I think they're all getting better at it. They're getting better week by week. But so a bit of a hit there, while at the same time, we're really not seeing much of a slowdown in claims. I mean, trucks are still on the road. And so we're still getting calls and fielding those every day. But so it's been different, certainly, you know, both operationally and from just the makeup of the business we're getting in the door.
What about when, as business starts to open up again, some states are slowly opening up. What are your thoughts on how that will affect your business?
It will certainly help. You know, we're seeing it already. You know, I'm down here in North Carolina, and we're surrounded by states that are already opening up. Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, opening up quite a bit. And North Carolina's about to move into phase one. So we're seeing a lot more activity than in this part of the world. But we've seen really over the last, you know, 8 or 10 days, our business picking back up a little bit. So I think it'll help from a business perspective. I'm not going to rush my employees back to the office. We're going to keep people working remotely for just as long as we can. It's working pretty well for us, and I'd rather be safe than sorry and keep them safe. And as long as we can serve our mission, we're going to be fine with them working remotely.
Right. In terms of, you know, switching gears a bit here, the aftermarket sector when it comes to warranties, what would you say to drivers who might have a bad taste in their mouth about aftermarket warranties?
Great question. You know, first and foremost, I'd say a lot of that bad taste is probably our fault from an education perspective. When I look at the business, I see people say, well, you know, these warranties don't cover anything. Well, they actually cover a lot, right? We pay millions of dollars in claims every month. I think the problem is we do a poor job educating the buyer. When they buy a warranty, they're not really educated on what it is. What am I getting? So, you know, they may think it's bumper to bumper. The first time something fails, it's not covered. They think the entire warranty is worthless. So we've got to do a better job educating. We rolled out a new suite of products back in February that are intended to make it clear you have choices. You can buy coverage on every possible thing you want, or you can buy just catastrophic coverage. But it's going to be clear. These are the options you're choosing. This is what you get. So that now you know what you have. When you have a breakdown, you know whether it's covered or not. So I think having more transparent products, but really a lot of education as well. Because we're there. We pay tens of millions of dollars in claims every year. So, you know, I cringe every time I hear that you guys don't pay any claims. Like, well, you know, I see it every month. We do. So we've got to do a better job explaining what's covered, what's not covered, make sure people know what they're buying.
Sure. It also, I think it's something we should note here is that you guys also work with groups like OOIDA to offer special deals and everything else. But they can learn more about all the offerings at your website, right?
That's correct. They can go to ntpwarranty.com or premium2000.com. Both those warranties, both those brands are out there, and learn a lot more about it, learn about the products we offer. And one last thing I'd say as well, you know, we've been around for a long time. NTP has been in business for 37 years. And we've weathered some bad storms. You know, 9/11, we weathered the financial crisis. We're financially very stable. We reserve properly. So we're going to be there. We're going to be there to pay your claims. That's important to know. I think people want that peace of mind that when they do have a claim, we're going to be there for them.
Yeah, so make sure you check it out. Go to the website. Anything else you'd like to say, Wade, to America's truck drivers before we go?
The main thing I'd say is thanks. I mean, I really appreciate all the effort that the drivers are going through. You know, it's personal risk they're taking, being on the road and staying at work. And we just really, really, from the bottom of our hearts, want to thank them for taking that risk and keeping America moving.
Yeah, well said. Thank you, Wade. Hey, listen, this is great. I hope you'll come back soon and we can talk again about the state of the industry or anything else that is going on. I think all of us have our heads so, you know, deep into the job, the task at hand right now. We don't have that much time, but as we pull out of this, I know we'll have a little more time down the road, and hopefully you'll come back and be on with us again.
I would love to do it. Absolutely love to.
Wade, thank you so much. Wade Bontrager, the CEO of National Truck Protection Company, Incorporated. Again, check it out. They're here in North America. The National Truck Protection Program, NTP, and Premium 2000 Plus. Wade, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a bunch. Have a good night.
You too.
Red Eye Radio.